Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 15 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been bringing Democracy Now! To the greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m. This is Democracy Now!
They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bull. This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed. And I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis.
In Minnesota, thousands gather for a vigil Wednesday evening after an ICE agent kills a legal observer in her car. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey decried the shooting, rejecting claims by the Trump administration that the agent acted in self-defense. We'll go to Minneapolis for the latest. Then the U.S. has seized two more oil tankers with links to Venezuela, days after the U.S. attacked Venezuela and abducted President Nicolas Maduro, along with his wife.
As you've seen today, two more ships were seized. We are in the midst right now and, in fact, about to execute on a deal to take all the oil. They have oil that is stuck in Venezuela. They can't move it because of our quarantine and because it's sanctioned. We are going to take between 30 and 50 million barrels of oil.
We'll go to Caracas for the latest and speak with a Venezuelan economist. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In Minnesota, thousands gathered in a Minneapolis neighborhood Wednesday evening for a candlelight vigil to mourn a 37-year-old Twin Cities resident who was shot and killed by an ICE agent earlier in the day, shortly after she dropped off her 6-year-old son at school. Renee Nicole Good was a mother of three who lived in South Minneapolis with her partner, just blocks from where a masked ICE officer fired three shots at her at point-blank range. Good's mother described her as loving, forgiving, affectionate, and an amazing human being. She was killed blocks from the site of George Floyd's murder in 2020 by Minneapolis police officers, a killing that sparked protests internationally under the banner Black Lives Matter. Video of Good's killing quickly spread across the internet, sparking protests and demands for accountability. The footage shows masked ICE agents approaching a vehicle being driven by Good, screaming for her to get out of the effing car, using profanity, attempting to pull her driver's side door open. As Good backs up her car slightly, then attempts to drive past the officers, a masked agent pulls out a gun and fires three rounds into Good's vehicle, which then crashes into a nearby car. Another video shows the aftermath. Outraged residents, including a doctor, screaming at the agents to let them check the mortally wounded driver for a pulse while she's seen bleeding, limp, and slumped against her car's blood-soaked airbag.
Can I go check a pulse?
No! Back up! Now!
I'm a physician!
Hey, I don't care!
We understand. We got EMS coming. I get it. Just give us a second. We have medics on scene. We have our own medics.
Where are they?
Medics.
Where are they? How can I relax? You just killed my neighbor!
Witnesses say medics responding to the shooting were forced to approach on foot after federal agents obstructed their access to the scene while pepper-spraying bystanders who protested the killing. Good was ultimately brought to the Hennepin County Medical Center, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accused Good of weaponizing her vehicle to commit a, quote, act of domestic terrorism. And in a social media post, President Trump falsely claimed Good had, quote, violently, willfully, and viciously ran over the ICE officer who seems to have shot her in self-defense, unquote. Trump went on to say, quote, it's hard to believe he's alive, but is now recovering in the hospital, unquote. Video from the scene shows the ICE agent walking away after the shooting with no signs of injuries. Minnesota officials condemn those remarks. Democratic Governor Tim Walz issued an order to prepare to mobilize the Minnesota National Guard, calling Good's killing preventable and unnecessary. This is Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bull. This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed. To ICE, get the out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here.
This comes after the Trump administration ordered a surge of 2,000 ICE agents to the Twin Cities this week, after President Trump called the region's large Somali community garbage and accused state officials of failing to root out fraud in social services programs. The killing of Renee Good was at least the ninth time federal immigration officers have fired on people since September. Five people have died in mass deportation operations since President Trump retook the White House. After headlines, we'll go to Minneapolis for the latest. Illinois Democratic Congressmember Robin Kelly has announced plans to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in the wake of Wednesday's fatal shooting by an ICE officer, calling her an incompetent leader and a disgrace to our democracy. Kelly's three articles of impeachment allege Noem has engaged in obstruction of justice, violation of public trust, and self-dealing. Kelly wrote in a statement, quote, "From Chicago to Charlotte to Los Angeles to Minneapolis, Secretary Noem is violating the Constitution while ruining and ending lives and separating families. It's one thing to be incompetent and dangerous. It's impeachable to break the rule of law," she said. The Trump administration's announced plans to control sales of Venezuela's oil indefinitely, as it demands Venezuela's government cut ties with U.S. adversaries, including Cuba, China, Iran, and Russia. On Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the U.S. would continue to dictate policy to Venezuela's interim leaders after the abduction of President Nicolas Maduro in a bloody U.S. military raid on Caracas early Saturday morning.
The president is fully deploying his peace through strength foreign policy agenda. So we're continuing to be in close coordination with the interim authorities, and their decisions are going to continue to be dictated by the United States of America.
On Wednesday, U.S. forces seized two tankers linked to Venezuelan oil exports, one in the Caribbean, the other a Russian-flagged tanker in the North Atlantic that the U.S. had pursued for weeks. In response, Russia accused the U.S. of violating maritime law, calling for the release of the ship's crew. Their capture came as Vice President J.D. Vance reiterated the Trump administration would have complete control of Venezuela's oil reserves. In Caracas, interim President Delcy Rodriguez defended plans to cede control of Venezuela's oil to the United States.
Venezuela está abierta.
Venezuela is open to energy relations where all parties benefit, where economic cooperation is very well determined in commercial contracts.
On Wednesday, President Trump told the New York Times he expects the United States will be running Venezuela for years to come. Meanwhile, Venezuela's interior minister said 100 people were killed in the U.S. attack that removed President Maduro from power on Saturday. We'll have more on Venezuela later in the broadcast. President Trump praised Colombia's President Gustavo Petro after the two leaders held a more than hour-long phone call Wednesday. It was a stark shift of tone after Trump previously threatened to attack Colombia and called the Colombian leader a sick man involved in the cocaine trade. After Wednesday's call, Trump said it was his great honor to hold the conversation, adding he's planning to invite President Petro to the White House. Petro responded from a rally in Bogota.
Que la paz se encuentra hablando.
Y por eso... Peace is found through dialogue, and that's why I accept President Trump's proposal to talk. We'll see what comes of it. I'll keep insisting that an alliance is possible in clean energy, because it brings peace and life and love. Colombia knows how to take advantage of peace.
President Trump announced Wednesday the U.S. will withdraw from dozens of international and United Nations entities, including the U.N. Framework Convention on Climate Change, the UNFCCC. The move would make it difficult for a future presidential administration to rejoin the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. In a memo to senior administration officials, Trump also said the U.S. will quit participation in U.N. Women, which works for gender equality around the world, and the U.N. Population Fund, which is focused on family planning and the health of mothers and children in more than 150 countries. In Sudan, at least 13 people have been killed, including 8 children, after a drone strike hit a house in the city of El Obeid. That's according to the Sudan Doctors Network. The group says it's likely carried out by the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group. Meanwhile, several Sudanese women recounted harrowing stories of rape by the RSF to Al Jazeera. A senior doctor revealed 14 infants were raped. The UN describes the situation in Sudan as the world's worst humanitarian crisis, as the civil war between the Sudanese army and the RSF has been raging for nearly 3 years. More than 11 million people have been displaced, and over 150,000 people have been killed. Israeli forces killed an 11-year-old Palestinian girl, Hamza Hossa, in northern Gaza on Thursday, and shot another child in the Zaytun neighborhood of Gaza City. On Wednesday, Israel bombed a residential home in the Al-Tufa neighborhood east of Gaza City, killing 3 people. The strikes occurred west of the Yellow Line, which confines the Palestinian population as part of the U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Since the truce took effect on October 10th, Israel's killed more than 420 Palestinians and injured more than 1,100. This comes as Israel cleared the final hurdle to begin construction on the E1 settlement project near Jerusalem that would split the occupied West Bank in two. The project has been under consideration for more than 2 decades, but had been put on hold due to U.S. pressure. Meanwhile, U.N. Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said Palestinians in the occupied West Bank face apartheid. It's the first time a U.N. human rights chief has used the term.
Whether accessing water, school, rushing to hospital, visiting family or friends, harvesting olives, every aspect of life for Palestinians in the West Bank is controlled and curtailed by Israel's discriminatory laws, policies, and practices. Israel is violating international law, requiring states to prohibit and eradicate racial segregation and apartheid.
President Trump Wednesday called for increasing U.S. military spending to $1.5 trillion in 2027, up from the 2026 military budget set at $901 billion. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump said, quote, "This will allow us to build the dream military that we've long been entitled to, and more importantly, that will keep us safe and secure regardless of foe," unquote. This comes as President Trump has threatened military action in Greenland, Iran, Mexico, Cuba, and Colombia following the U.S. attack on Venezuela. And the House Oversight Committee has secured subpoenas to seek testimony from billionaire Les Wexner and 2 executors of the estate of convicted serial sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The subpoenas come as the Justice Department has released just over 12,000 documents from more than 2 million files related to Epstein, which amounts to less than 1% of its files. That's despite a law passed by Congress ordering the DOJ to release the vast majority of files by December 19th. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi claimed in a federal court filing Monday the DOJ's supposed efforts to protect the identities of Epstein survivors had slowed the process. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. Coming up, we go to Minneapolis, where an ICE agent killed a woman, Renee Nicole Good, on Wednesday. Stay with us.
Ashen faces, forest. blazing, oh, what have we done? I daydream of time, lying tongues. And who would dare drive a knife through the future of their very own young? And who would dare to set fire to the
Sue, performing at the Brooklyn Folk Festival. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman.
And I'm Nermeen Sheikh. Welcome to our listeners and viewers across the country and around the world. In Minneapolis, thousands gathered for a candlelight vigil Wednesday evening to mourn the death of 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good, a mother of three who was fatally shot hours earlier by an ICE agent at near Point Blank Range. Video of the shooting shows masked ICE agents approaching her vehicle, screaming for her to get out of the effing car, using profanity, and attempting to force open her driver's side door. As Good attempts to drive past the officers, a masked agent pulls his firearm and fires three rounds at Good. The shooting comes after the Trump administration deployed over 2,000 ICE agents to Minnesota.
Trump administration officials claim the agent acted in self-defense, but local officials, including Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, rejected that claim. This is Mayor Frey speaking Wednesday.
We've dreaded this moment since the early stages of this ICE presence in Minneapolis. They are not here to cause safety in this city. What they are doing is not to provide safety in America. What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust. They're ripping families apart. They're sowing chaos on our streets. And in this case, quite literally killing people. They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bull. This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed. There's little I can say, again, that'll make this situation better, but I do have a message for our community, for our city, and I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here.
According to press accounts, Renee Nicole Good was shot shortly after she dropped her six-year-old son at school. She was killed less than a mile from the site of George Floyd's murder in 2020 by a Minneapolis police officer, a killing that sparked protests internationally under the banner Black Lives Matter. Democratic lawmakers have accused President Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem of spreading misinformation about the shooting.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accused Good of weaponizing her vehicle to commit a, quote, act of domestic terrorism, unquote. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump claimed Good, quote, violently, willfully, and viciously ran over the ICE officer. Trump went on to say, quote, it's hard to believe he's alive, but is now recovering in the hospital, unquote. Video from the scene shows the ICE agent walking away after shooting with no signs of injury. However, video from the aftermath shows outraged Minneapolis residents, including a doctor, screaming at the agents to let them help Renee after her crash into a parked vehicle after the shooting.
Can I go check a pulse?
No. Back up. Now.
I'm a physician.
I don't care.
I understand. We got EMS coming. I get it. Just give us a second. We have medics on scene. We have our own medics.
Where are they?
Medics.
Where are they?
Relax.
How can I relax? You just killed my neighbor.
At a vigil in Minneapolis last night, residents decried the shooting of Renee Nicole Good and the Trump administration's decision to send 2,000 ICE agents to the Twin Cities. The surge in agents began shortly after President Trump called the region's large Somali community garbage and accused state officials of failing to root out fraud in social services programs. This is Mustafa Hassan speaking at the vigil.
It's important, honestly. It's just one, we lost a civilian / a human being. You know, we all live in a small world. Doesn't matter what color or race you are. I'm here on, you know, even though me being Somali and what to deal with, we had somebody who also that was in our community who passed away. And that's what we're here for. We're here to support the cops. It's difficult now. A lot of people are moving around scared. They don't know if they're going to be actually going to their work or school or wherever the destination they need to get to safely and make it back home without being stopped and you know, going through all that process.
The killing of Renee Nicole Good was at least the ninth time federal immigration agents have fired on people since last September, all in their cars. Five people have died in mass deportation operations since President Trump ramped up the ICE operations when he retook the White House. For more, we're joined by two guests in Minneapolis who were on site shortly after the ICE shooting of Renee Good. Robin Wansley is a Democratic Socialist Minneapolis City Council member, longtime Minneapolis activist. This week, she was elected minority leader, marking the first time Democratic Socialists have had a leadership role on the city council. We're also joined by Edwin Torres de Santiago, network manager for the Immigrant Defense Network, which monitors ICE activity and responds to community needs after someone is taken. They've received thousands of requests from Minnesotans who want to volunteer as constitutional observers of ICE in Minneapolis. We welcome you both to Democracy Now! City Council Member Robin Wansley, let's begin with you. Talk about what happened soon after you got there. You heard about the killing, and you came to this area of Minneapolis and respond to what's taken place, what President Trump wrote, what the mayor and the governor are saying.
Yeah. It's been a very challenging moment for our city. And that was put on full display yesterday after thousands of us received the word and also saw the video footage of Renee Good being shot and killed by federal ICE agents. And I think the biggest takeaway to share with the public is fully in alignment with both Mayor Fry and Governor Walz is we must refute the blatant lies that the Trump administration is looking to put forward to cover themselves in enacting what was a blatant murder of a civilian. And a civilian who was simply making sure not only that her child made it to school safely, but made sure that her neighbors who are currently being terrorized and attacked by federal ICE agents could also have that same privilege. And she was shot and killed while caring for the smallest members of our community. And I think for anyone watching this, to know that if this could happen to a 37-year-old mother, this could happen to you in your city. And we can't accept Trump's administration's lies of them going after bad guys. No, they're going after everyone, especially those who are in opposition to the cruelty campaign that they are waging through federal ICE agents all across our city. So I'm absolutely standing in solidarity with our residents, with our elected officials who are calling for the immediate removal of ICE officials from Minneapolis. And not only that, we need the federal agent responsible for Renee's murder to be arrested and for local ownership of the investigation to proceed, because we cannot trust the federal government to investigate themselves when they are the cause of this travesty and harm. So we need to have local ownership over that investigation and prosecution of be it one agent, several agents who were involved in the murder of one of our beautiful civilians, a mother who should not have lost her life while making sure that her children and those of many of our neighbors made sure that they could make it to school in the morning.
And Edwin Torres de Santiago, you received a text message Wednesday morning and you raced to the scene. Could you describe what you saw when you got there and who you spoke to and what they told you?
For sure. That morning, we were patrolling the western suburbs of the Twin Cities around 8:30 or so. We were just getting done patrolling places like Edina and other places that have been also hit by ICE agents. We were making our way to Bloomington around 9:15 when I got a message from an observer that happens to have been walking on a morning walk between 34th and Portland, with the text message just being someone was shot. We did everything possible to send constitutional observers to that area quickly. Within minutes of sending the alerts, and that's something that the Immigrant Defense Network does, we are a coalition of over 100 organizations across the state of Minnesota. We've been responding to ICE activity every single corner. Just now, earlier this morning, dozens of agents are in St. Cloud. Mm-hmm. Just yesterday evening, they're in St. James, and they're everywhere, from Red Wing to Duluth to the Twin Cities, and the metro has been hit hardest, but also in places like Mankato and in small towns like Northfield. They're everywhere. So when I and the rest of the team got notified, we send out an alert for people to be safe on 34th in Portland, and if you were a trained constitutional observer, to show up. I arrived closer to 9:40. I saw them wheel the body into an ambulance. At that point, there was a handful of vehicles. More were coming, federal agents, and more were coming. What ended up happening was 40-plus agents that we counted, over 20 different vehicles of federal agents, showed up to the corner of 34th and Portland where this incident took place. They were there, supposedly doing an HSI investigation, but what ended up happening is that one of our neighbors got shot and killed that morning. We've been seeing this terror and chaos, so much chaos, that all schools and activities in Minneapolis today and tomorrow have been canceled. This is not normal. We've been seeing people terrorized all over the state, and all over the country, mm-hmm. under the guise of protection. This is not protection. This is a campaign of fear, mm-hmm. confusion. Our businesses are impacted. They're closing day by day. Mm-hmm. My own father doesn't feel comfortable stepping out of our home for months now. 2,000 agents were sent to our communities over the weekend. But let's not forget, we've had over 600 agents for over 6 weeks now. This is one of the largest deployments in any American city, in any American state, by this federal administration. Since December 1st, up until this week, nearly 1,000 people have been taken. And if we believe and trust the numbers reported, over 150 people alone were taken on Monday. It was this increase of enforcements. People are afraid. Now they're even more afraid, with one of our neighbors being shot and killed.
And Edwin, could you talk about the communities that are being especially targeted, given Trump's comments, his obvious animus towards the Somali community in particular?
Our Somali neighbors, our brothers and sisters, our undocumented people, our Latino folks, everyone who looks like us, let's be honest, is who they're targeting. They're questioning Uber drivers for doing their job. They're questioning workers. They're looking for people who may look foreign, who may sound foreign, and are not afraid to literally ask. And we saw a video of an Uber driver just yesterday after the killing of Nicole Good going to Bloomington area and questioning a Somali Uber driver saying, well, you sound different. You sound like you're not from here. And literally said, you sound like you're from Africa. Uh-huh. See those videos. That is racial profiling under the guise of protection. that is our communities being terrorized. And our Somali Muslim community members have been hit with so much hateful rhetoric and Islamophobia. Their businesses are being impacted and their communities are being impacted. For 6 weeks straight, we've been sending constitutional observers to over